Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. That was Isaiah Firebrace with It's Gotta Be You on 1FM Live and Local at 8 past 7. And if you don't know Isaiah, he's an Indigenous singer from up Echuca Mo'ama way, and he will be coming down to Shepparton next week for Harmony Week. Now, Harmony Week coincides with the UN's International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. In Australia, it's a celebration of our cultural diversity, and it'll be a huge celebration at the very diverse Greater Shepparton Secondary College next week involving Isaiah. To tell us all about it, we're joined by Stefania Panella, an Italian teacher at Greater Shepparton Secondary College and also the co-chair of the school's Harmony Week Committee. Good morning, Stefania.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you very much for your time this morning. I'm sure you're probably already up, but most of us aren't talking on the radio at 7 o'clock, so thank you very much for doing that. So tell me all about the plans for Harmony Week. It's a huge thing this year with the school being on the one side, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, Terry, look, Harmony Day has always been a very important highlight and a very important date in the calendar of the four schools, and an opportunity to celebrate the diversity of the high schools and the wider community. This year, obviously, the event takes on an added significance with our campuses coming together as one at Holden Street, a really historic change, as you can imagine. And the theme of this year's Harmony Days, Everybody Belongs, and that's exactly how we want our students to feel about and at our school. And at GSSE, we are dedicated to ensure our diversity is always seen as a strength, and our students really gain cultural understanding and appreciation of it every day at school, cohabiting together and working together. And an example of our commitment to diversity is our multicultural and First Nations student leaders, which is a step beyond our school's captain and vice captains, which all four schools and our school has had in the past.
Certainly is an incredibly diverse school, isn't it? Of course, there's the post-war European migration to more recent arrivals from Africa, Asia, the Middle East and Pacific nations, and of course, many, many Koori families.
Absolutely. Our school represents and reflects our wider community, and we know that Greater Shepparton is lucky and blessed with being home to more than 30 nationalities, speaking some 50 languages, and like you just said, this represents post-war, European migration, to the most recent arrivals, and of course, our Koori families that have been connected to and have cared for our land, sky and rivers spanning a great many generations. So we are lucky to be able to reflect that at our school.
So tell me some of the ways that Harmony Week or Harmony Day will be celebrated.
So this year we are celebrating the whole week. So starting the Tuesday, the 15th, I hope I've got the dates right. Yeah, Tuesday the 15th and until Monday the 21st included. And we will start our week with a short film, or a welcome to country and smoking ceremony, a ceremony conducted by Koori staff and students at GSSC. Then we will also have a Baranjin student and staff as well, competition. And Baranjin is a traditional Indigenous sports game. And we will have different workshops. I will also be running one on the very first Tuesday. So an Italian lantern workshop. Kids will decorate paper lanterns. We have a henna workshops. We also will have a culture out of uniform day, where students are encouraged to wear clothing that represents their own culture, or we will encourage them to wear orange, which is the colour of Harmony Day. We will have an around-the-world food experience with VET hospitality students preparing a variety of cuisine from around the world. We will have a Harmony concert, which is very, very important for us, and our students are working so hard for it. And it's a whole school event that will take place on the Wednesday, 17th of March. Students will perform songs and dances from their cultures, their own cultures, which go across Australasia, Africa, Europe and Asia. And we'll have a genealogy workshop where students will have the opportunity to investigate and to learn how to investigate their own family history. So we're going to have all sorts of activities really to reflect our diversity and, you know, presence of so many rich cultures at our school. And, yeah, we're so excited. It's a big event, but our students are excited as well, and the staff really put their hands up to help. It's amazing to see the excitement.
So Isaiah Firebrace, who I mentioned earlier, he won the eighth season of The X Factor, I think, in 2016, and then went on to represent Australia at Eurovision in 2017. So he's a big deal. Yeah. But he's doing a special concert for your... Just for your students.
Absolutely. So on the very last day, so to really finish the week with fireworks, we're lucky to have Isaiah at our school, and he will not only be performing, but he will also hold a workshop, a spirit workshop, where he will talk about his personal story and journey through challenging times to chasing his dreams. And then he will end up, you know, the day with a concert for the, you know, for all of our students and staff. And we're incredibly lucky to have him at our school to celebrate this important week and this important day.
Well, I'm sure the kids will get a big kick out of that and all the other events. And we look forward to seeing some of the perhaps video and beautiful photos coming out of the week. I know that last year at the different campuses, it was certainly a really colourful celebration that the community saw. So I'm sure it'll be just like that, but on steroids this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Everything is multiplied by 100 this year because we have all the strengths of all the four schools together and all the talents. We have an amazing media team and our students are also collaborating. Our leaders are, multicultural student leaders and our multicultural staff. We're all working together for this amazing event, and we can't wait for everybody to see what we are going to be
now, I mentioned earlier you're the co-chair of the school's Harmony Week committee, but I also said you were an Italian teacher. Now, before I let you go, Italian's such a beautiful language. Can you say a couple of sentences for me in Italian about Harmony Day, just to give our ears a little bit of music this morning, Stefania?
Oh, assolutamente. Ah, allora, siamo troppo contenti di festeggiare Harmony Day a scuola quest'anno e non vediamo l'ora di poter celebrare tutte le nostre culture.
Beautiful, and all our Italian speakers, all of our nonnas out there, just love that. Well, thank you so much for letting us know about Harmony Week at Greater Shepparton Secondary College, and I hope all the kids have a terrific week. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Stefania Panella.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Country roads are abundant with wildlife, including kangaroos, wallabies, deer and wombats. Colliding with any of these animals can cause serious damage and or injury. These animals are most active during dawn and dusk, so if possible, try to avoid driving at these times. If a collision with wildlife is unavoidable, maintain control of your vehicle and avoid swerving, as this could result in losing control. Apply the brakes firmly and remain in your lane. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
The increased likelihood and severity of drought, fire, flooding, extreme weather and heat waves are just a few of the adverse impacts of climate change. It affects our region's environment, industry, agriculture, infrastructure, communities and lifestyles. Have your say on the Greater Shepparton Climate Emergency Action Plan. The plan identifies actions that support the community to reduce emissions and adapt to climate change. Let's work together to create a climate-safe future. Visit greatershepparton.com.au to have your say.
1FM sponsor.